This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
No mai, haere mai, ko Hannah tōku ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Now, I know it's not September, but today I'm keen to be taking the time to talk about daylight savings. Thank you. I paused so you guys would laugh. And by daylight savings, I'm referring to the play by a friend of the show, Melanie Ellison, not when we need to be putting our clocks forward next, just to clarify that one.
Yeah.
But after a few episodes apart, I'm pleased to be having like a Magic Mirror Theatre Company show back here on TTT. I've got an old friend, oldish friend of the show, Alaria's back in the studio, and you've brought along your castmate Leif. Kia ora.
Hi.
Welcome.
Nice to be here.
It's always a pleasure having new guests. And Alaria, I think the last time I had you on was for another Magic Mirror project, right?
It was for a Wing Valley project.
Wing Valley. Oh, I was so close yet so far. Aroha mai to both theatre companies. I try. Sorry, it was Outside In, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, it was almost a year ago, right?
It was, yeah, almost a year ago.
Far out. You took your time to get back, sis.
Well, you know what? Can't be my fault.
Can't be my fault. Fair. I mean, you do keep busy.
I have been
as well.
Busy.
But we'll go back to the show then talk about you, because that could be a whole episode in itself.
Oh, no.
But Daylight Savings is an interesting one in the fact that this show has come on That's The Ticket before.
Yeah.
Because it premiered like 2 years ago in 2024 as a stage reading as part of the Meteors HECO Festival. And now it's like grown up into a full scale production, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So no stage reading, like we're doing this air quotes proper.
Yeah.
And neither of you were in the original staging, right?
I was.
You were?
I was.
Oh, aroha mai.
That's okay. I was a completely different character.
Well, yeah, and I'm trying to remember who I interviewed ahead of that. I feel like it was Melanie. I'm not sure. Kilda Mel. But, yeah, so are you, like, reprising the same role?
No, I'm stepping into a bigger role, which is very exciting.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Okay, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're new, though, right?
I am new.
Okay, well done.
Thanks. Yeah, I had to audition.
Must have been hard, no. But, so, Daylight Savings, I guess maybe I'll direct this one to you, Leif, because this is your second time round the sun, pun intended. I always like to ask guests, like, about the play, like, a little bit, like, plot summary-ish. It's up to you guys how spoilery you want to get. So do you want to tell me what it's all about?
Yeah. I think the vague description would be it's about a group of young people who work together in a superstore during an apocalyptic blackout situation where they've sort of grown to accept and adapt.
That's a very good vague summary. Mm. Ka pai. And the store is called Daylight Savings?
Yes.
Yeah, we love the name origin. We have to ram it in when we can here on the show. And so you're running at the Meteor Theatre, 29th of July to the 1st of August, 7 p.m. shows. And then you've recently added a 2 p.m. matinee in on the 1st of August because we love a two-show day.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be hectic.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's heaps of fun. Just because the opportunity for other people to come see it that would normally be working or unable to stay out as late.
Well, this is the thing, and it's not every day that you see a surprise matinee announcement.
Yeah.
Like, it's always quite exciting when people add in more performances to their season.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, you got it exactly right, where it's like people who are working and stuff, like, it gives more options, and we love options. And if you're listening and you're like, hey, what's a matinee? When's a matinee? Where's a matinee? Pull your car over if you're driving. Turn that engine off. Then get out your phone and visit themeteor.co.nz for more information and tickets. And do either of you guys know if there's an age rating on this one?
I think it's 16 plus.
I think it was recommended 14.
It might be 14.
Because, like, is there any language? Don't give me any examples if there is.
I don't think there's any language. I think it just could be a little bit scary to some.
I think I get a few scripted curse words.
Yeah.
Congrats. Pre-approved. I know. I'm peeking.
Okay. And I guess the safest thing to go is, like, you know your kid and you've been warned.
Yeah.
And
yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, there'll be info on the Meet Your website because they're always very good with, like, content warnings and stuff like that. And so I just want to touch on your guys' roles in the show. And Leif, I want to start with you again, because what was the role you previously played?
So the role I previously played was the, I guess, malicious manager.
Okay, great.
Very small role in that staged reading. It's mm-hmm. definitely been adapted and improved, in my opinion.
Okay, slow.
Yeah. It was a bit of fun. But now I will be playing Asa, one of the main shop workers.
Okay, great. How has it been, like, working on a play that you've already done in a different role? Like, do you still have, like, lines from the previous one in your head or blocking from the previous one in your head?
Like, a little bit. The other day I actually remembered a scene from the previous script which was entirely written out, and I was just like, where is this scene now? Am
oh
I just
gosh.
Not on stage when this is happening? It was written out completely, and I just, I had to text Mel, like, do you remember the blah 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 scene? Mel was like, oh yeah, I remember the blah 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 scene. I'm glad we got rid of that one.
Oh wow.
But I thought it was funny.
I mean, I'm always interested to ask actors this when I have them in the studio about, like, how long shows stay in their head. Like, lines and blocking and stuff like that. And so, I mean, this is the first time I think I've had someone who was in the original version returned and moved to a different part. So well done. It only took me 267 episodes to find you. So
here I am.
Yeah, thank you. I've been waiting. And then, Ilaria, who are you playing in this one, mate?
I am playing Sophie. She's another one of the main store workers.
Okay.
And she's just a sweet little optimistic girly who wants the best for everyone around her.
I mean, why are you laughing? Because it's super relatable content for you?
Oh, yeah. So it's just so different from last time I did a play. She's so much easier to act.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know if this is relevant, but I'm going to shoot my shot because you have experience working in retail.
Yeah.
And so do you think you can pull any of that through into this one?
Yeah, I had a friend telling me, I'd been talking about the play a bit, and she goes, I just realised that you work two retail jobs, so I work every day, I work two retail jobs, and you're also doing a play about retail. Are you sick of it yet? And I went, oh, yeah. I'm at work serving customers, and I go, man, I wish I could say what I say in the play to these guys.
Yeah. Are you going to have any of your colleagues come and see you in the play?
A few of them.
Because that might be, like, a bit weird in a positive way for them as well.
Yeah, they're like, oh man, our customer service is terrible here.
Everyone gets so honest on radio, right? It's bizarre. Okay, and so how long have you guys been, like, working on this show?
A while. About 4 months of rehearsing, because we started rehearsing early with the idea of workshopping and reworking the play as we go through the rehearsals.
Mm.
So it just gives more time to adapt and change things as we felt need.
Okay. And it's a bit mean for me to ask you this off the top of my head, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a cheeky radio host. But, like, roughly how sizable is the cast? It's a larger cast than that first rendition, I imagine.
Is it 10 of us?
10, I counted today.
Is that including the maintenance team?
That is including the maintenance team, yes.
Oh, dude, you're really good value. You do my job really well for me. I appreciate it.
She knew she was coming on today. She prepared.
Yeah.
I counted everything.
We love to see it. Okay, so there's, like, 10 of you in the cast. You've been rehearsing for about 4 months. Like, do you feel almost like a cohort of colleagues at this point?
I think on stage we do a little bit. We've kind of got that natural, like, sassiness with each other now.
Yeah.
It gives a lot of chemistry for stage, which is quite good.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, and I guess other people involved in the show, I'm not going to get you to name everyone unless you're feeling up to it, but I do want to shout out to your director, who I've already kind of talked about, but longtime friend of the show, Melanie. And this was a nominated play, I believe, as well, so congratulations, sis. But I am sorry that she was unable to come back for a chat. Nah, it's because it's now... because she's quite a prolific, like, director and writer. I felt like when she started, she would always come on That's the Ticket, and I'd be like, oh, look who's back, and now she's sending minions. So, like, the growth is impressive, but it's great to see this one kind of growing up, this play.
Yeah.
As someone who was kind of there in the inaugural audiences. And, Leif, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not the only returning OG cast member, eh?
No, I'm not.
Great.
We have Finn Maxwell from the original cast.
Friend of the show, yep.
Reprising his original role from the stage reading.
Classic Finn, yep.
Yeah.
And I think I think she's one of my sister's colleagues, Claire?
Yes, Claire. Yeah, Claire was in the original reading. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Claire is yet to be a friend of the show. I mean, we're still friends. Friend of the show, man. She's yet to come on and be interviewed. But if you're listening, Claire, your time will come, I'm sure, if you keep it up. But it's nice that you've got kind of a mix of oldies and newbies. By oldies and newbies, I mean people who are in the OG reading and people new to it. I'm not being ageist on the podcast. I mean, wouldn't be the first time. No. And is this your first show with Magic Mirror, Ilaria?
It is, yeah.
Okay.
I heard about them. I was doing an interview thing for a school report at the Meteor, and they were packing in a show. So I went in and had a talk to them, and they kind of let me sit in on a rehearsal. And I was like, that was cool. So it was a couple of years ago now.
Do you know what show they were packing in for?
I do not remember.
I imagine if it was this.
I do not remember. And then I saw Last Thing We Build, and I went up and complimented Mel on her music choices. Mm. I was like, that's peak soundtrack for the show. And then I saw the rehearsals, and I was like, you know what? I'll give it a go. Sounds interesting. And then here we are.
Yeah. I mean, she is good for a soundtrack, actually. No, they're always very, like, thought out, yeah. Which I kind of appreciate. And so she's your director for this one.
Yeah.
And she's also the writer.
Yeah.
So probably very qualified for the job, I would say.
Yeah. We are actually doing a soundtrack for this one. We've got a very talented pianist, Maddie, who's coming in and improvising music throughout the whole show, which is heaps of fun.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, Maddie's a legend as well.
He is awesome.
Shot Maddie. Yeah, he's a really good dude. Actually, you'll know him from improv, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still doing improv?
I am, whenever I have the time for it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Between the retail jobs and the pretend retail job on stage, we gotta make time. But I do want to circle back to music, because I do have some music to play. And you picked this song, Leif.
I did.
It's a banger of a track, Hosier track. Why?
I am a diehard Hosier fan, first and foremost.
Okay.
And this, when I was just thinking about the show, because when I'm stressed about things, I make playlists. This was always hitting in my Daylight Savings playlists.
Okay.
Just yearning, just hopelessness is always a good feeling, which touches on some of the darker themes in the play, I would say.
Yeah, and I would like to say, as someone who saw the original stage reading of the play, I mean, obviously the script will have changed, and I'm going to ask you guys more questions about that. But, like, it's good in the sense it's kind of like a Kiwi comedy thing where it's got light and dark. Like, it as you said, touches on hopelessness, darkness literally and emotionally, but it's also got some really crack up moments as well. And last question before I hit play, did you see Hosier last time they were in the country?
Oh yeah, I was there. Oh my gosh, that was so good.
Yeah, Laurie, what are you doing?
Oh, I wasn't there, and I'm really sad about it.
Oh, okay, I thought you were throwing shade, and I'm like, just because we've got good chase.
No. It's okay, we'll go next time.
Please.
Yeah.
I'll try to get my car. We'll go.
Yes.
Okay, promises made on That's the Ticket have to happen, you realise.
Pinky swearing.
I can verify that the pinky swear happened quite aggressively, actually.
Sorry, I'm just crazy like that.
Okay, let's calm it down and listen to some Hosier, but thanks for bringing this track in.
Ignored the vast vastness between all that can be seen and all that we believe. So I thought you were like an angel to me. Funny how true colors shine in darkness and in secrecy. If there were scarlet flags, they washed out in the mind of me. Wear a blinding light shone on you every night, on either side of my sleep. But you're held frozen like an egg. Left of it, I listen to it take every tedious beat going on.
Just fade out of that beautiful Hozier song. If no one was aware, I'm a huge fan. And Leif, you've earned some serious brownie points being a first-time guest and bringing that kind of music to the show. Ka pai. Well
thank you,
done.
Thank you. I was at a show before that as well, ages ago, in like 2018, 2019 as well.
Oh, you went to the one before the 2024 one?
Yep.
Oh, well done.
I went to both.
Oh, well done. Best live artist I've ever seen, I think.
Brilliant.
It's between Hozier and actually Florence and the Machine was really good.
Mm-hmm.
As well. Anyway, let's talk about live theatre. These two, if you're just joining us, I've got Leif and Ilaria from Magic Mirror Theatre Company's upcoming production of Daylight Savings, an original work, award-nominated work, a work that has been evolving over time, through seasons, night and day, from a stage reading in the Meteors Heckle Festival to a full-scale production, which is coming to a Meteor Theatre near you, 29th of July to the 1st of August. 7 p.m. shows, cheeky 2 p.m. matinee has been added on the 1st of August too. More info and tickets at themeteor.co.nz. And as you guys touched on in that kind of first round of chat. I want to say quick fire questions, but I don't think I'm particularly fast and I jump all over the show. So thank you for your patience. But you guys mentioned that you've been working with your castmates on this one for about 4 months. And I know this is very cheeky, and I am aware of the privilege that I have. And when I often talk to guests, they're either in Tech Week, on the cusp of Tech Week, like just in a very rehearsally time. But because you've been working on this show, and as I mentioned, it's got light and dark, you know, are you ready to get this thing in front of a crowd? Because I find, especially when I talk to people who are working on shows that have comedic elements, because you're spending so much time with the same people, everyone in the room has heard the joke. Like, you get to a point where you're like, is this even funny? Is this even good? Like, everyone is sick of it? Like, Where are we at?
I am ready for people's reactions.
Okay.
I've been trialing different things, like, every time, just trying to get a laugh out of people. And I'm just like, okay.
That's so unlike you. I'm kidding. Keep going. Keep going.
Laura just gave me like the death stare.
Scary.
Oh. Remember, this is daylight savings, not outside in, man.
Sorry, I got sent here being told to be funny.
I mean, you're pretty funny.
Thank you. Did everyone hear that? No, I'm ready for an audience, ready for people to come in. We've had a few people pop in during the rehearsals and they laugh, which is good. And we've got our lovely assistant director, helper, who just compliments me every time. She goes, "You're hilarious."
Who is this person?
"You're so funny."
Pauline.
Oh, kia ora, Pauline. Actually, I think I had Pauline on that ticket. Or I've talked about Pauline.
Yeah. With Michelle for The Last Thing We Build.
Yes, you're right. Well done.
Thank you.
You know your facts, dude.
Yeah. You're just here for the laugh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Lara's ready to get this thing in front of a crowd. Leif, where
are
you at?
I'm so excited.
You're excited?
I'm so excited.
Okay, that's good.
I think we've gotten over the hump of line learning quite well and have started to get into, okay, how do we make this just really funny?
Yeah, okay.
Like at every corner.
And actually, online line learning, I'm glad you brought this up because I often like to ask actors this when I have them on this ticket. You know what I'm going to ask,
yeah,
don't you?
I do.
Okay, well, I'll ask you first then, Ilaria. Do you have a line learning method? What's the process?
Yeah, so I read my lines before any time I sleep, before every nap, before like at night, because you remember stuff in your sleep. It's just like a scientific fact.
Okay.
But I also like to read it in different voices because it just like...
Like out loud or in your head?
Out loud. So okay. I'll put on like a really man voice without you're like a really high voice while I'm reading it, and it kind of just like makes it more interesting for myself and you remember stuff better.
I mean, it's making it quite interesting for me, not going to lie. Okay, that's a good one. Did I ask you this question when you were on for Outside In?
Yeah.
Okay, did you have the same response?
I had one more that I haven't done for this one, but normally I put on a beatbox rapping track I like spit rap, but it's just my lines.
You're one of the most interesting people I know.
Yeah. No, okay. Don't knock it till you try it, I guess.
It's really good.
Leif, what's the creative process?
So for me, this is my first role that's been more than like two lines ever.
Kapa.
So I've been sort of amalgamating everyone else's recommended ways to learn lines.
Okay.
But what I've settled on is giving my fiancé the script and saying, okay, now you read the blue ones and I'll read the pink ones.
Okay, all right.
And you're not allowed to tell me what they are. And that's been working really well.
Oh, like hose is hose.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Okay. All right, high pressure situation.
He's a teacher, he can do it.
Okay. I mean, shout out to Leif's fiance. What's his name?
Jay.
Their name, sorry. Jay. Kelda Jay, you're doing work for everyone at this point.
Yeah, he's putting in the hours for us.
Yeah, ka pai, mate. And I guess you mentioned that this is like your first time having more lines. Has the jump felt noticeable?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because before I obviously did the stage reading.
Mm.
Before that was my first ever acting role in Cosmic.
Wow.
That was last show.
Yes.
And I think I had maybe three lines in that whole play.
Yes.
Split up over the course of the play. So that was very, very easy.
Mm.
And I mostly just showed up and hung out. This has been a lot more like crunch.
Yeah.
To make sure I'm on top of things.
Is it a good amount of pressure though?
Good amount of
crunch time? Yeah.
You know, it kind of feels great to have that pressure on me for something so creative and fun.
Wait, and so are you saying this is your... Second, third?
I mean, it depends if we want to count the stage reading.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Second if we're not, third if we are.
Okay.
Yep. And is there any other performance credits that we need to be aware of here?
Absolutely zero.
Absolutely zero.
Yeah.
Oh, don't be ashamed, man. No. Come on.
I did not come from any sort of drama or theatre background at all. Okay. One of my friends got me into it not long after I moved to Hamilton.
Okay. Who's your mate? Have they been on that certificate? I guess that's a question I'm going to ask.
Pass.
All good. I mean, shout out to your mate, and I mean, shout out to you, because it's quite a, like, undertaking to kind of step into it if you're not, like, if you haven't done it in school before or anything like that. So well done.
No, it's been crazy. But then the second I got into it, my father was actually like, you know, your grandparents were really involved with Shambles Theatre and Rotorua, right? And
I'm there
like,
we go.
No, no one's ever told me this.
So you're a legacy at this point, bro.
Yeah, pretty much. And he's just like, no, I'm sure I would have told you. And I'm like, I simply don't remember.
Do you think?
Sorry.
I know that we're focusing on daylight savings at the moment, but do you think now that you've obviously you're in Cosmic, can't say the second half of that show title, Cosmic, Fire Truckery, and Daylight Savings twice now, do you think you're going to keep on being in plays and stuff?
Hopefully, if people have me.
Sweet. Okay, you heard it here first, guys. And Ilaria, I don't even know where to start with you because you're always doing something. But you've had quite a busy year and it's going to continue, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always busy backstage with shows. This year, just obviously focusing on Daylight Savings. If I'm in a show, it takes priority. For the past month, I've also been rehearsing for SpongeBob, which will be at Clarence Street Theatre later this year.
Yeah, musical era.
Yeah.
Have you done a musical before?
I did Footloose last year. It was my first one.
This is my first
big musical, which is very exciting and nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you in the ensemble or who are you playing?
I'm in the ensemble, also featured as Electric Skate Number 2. So I'm on roller skates again on stage, which is always a blast.
Yeah, if you've got the skill. Next, you got to rock climb on stage.
Oh,
I think
please.
That's
my biggest dream.
And I mean, like, going back to Daylight Savings, and I don't know why I always try and do this, because this is, like, a podcast/radio show, and I'm about to ask you questions about something that's very visual.
Mm-hmm.
But set-wise, what are we dealing with?
This is a fun one, because I'm also helping with designing all the lights for the play.
Okay.
So I've been given, like, the extra step. But the set's not too minimal, but we can establish different areas within the shop.
Okay.
Using moving set pieces to help change where we are in the scene, and very like simple white, so that way we can kind of use like let the light, daylight,
yes,
part of it have its effect.
And so is this, and I turn to you, Leif, because you're in the OG, is this kind of, it's the OG reading was a reading.
Yeah.
And everyone's still on stage, you were still doing it, but this is kind of like, I don't want to say upscale because that makes it sound negative, the first version, but you get what I'm putting down?
No, absolutely. If you recall the last set, you can almost kind of think of it as like a skeleton for what we're doing now. Those same elements of trying to separate the different rooms is definitely something that I think we're going to be incorporating.
And as someone who was involved in the first staged reading and is now in this one, like, looking at the play and the growth of the play, I mean, I'm going to quote Wicked, but do you think that she has changed for the better?
Absolutely. I need to drag out my old script. I have it somewhere. But just remembering back to the reading and, like, I think we did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Because I think we only had like 4 weeks or something crazy
it
like that.
It was a very small window of time.
It was a really small turnaround, and we did great for that time, but having all this time that we've had, the 4 months, plus the workshopping that Mel was doing before with the script, it's transformed it. It's been a major improvement on something that was already pretty good, in my opinion.
Yeah, man. Okay. I mean, we'd love to see it. Well, hopefully we'll see it soon at the Meteor. And I guess it's really cool that I don't know if you think it's really cool, but that you've been able to be a part of this growth. Because you were talking about the workshopping and stuff. Did Mel have actors in to help with that kind of phase? Or did she just kind of get the feedback, lock herself in a room and rewrite it?
It feels like so long ago now because it was the start of the year, but I believe there's like one or two readings. But Mel, through this entire process of us rehearsing, has been really eager for our feedback.
Yeah.
Which has been quite good.
Yeah, we've changed the script a lot since I first got it. I only started it this year.
Is that because of you?
All right.
What's next question?
We've added scenes, added lines here and there, like just like building on it.
Yeah.
And then we're also like, if we're reading through and I read it and I go, hey, this makes no sense, or I can't say this word, we find a way to change it.
Now, I want to ask what word you can't say, but then how are you going to tell me if you can't say it?
I think it's because I was adding, probably because of the blackouts.
Yeah.
And I really stumbled over that. And it's just probably because of the blackouts.
Yeah, just extra syllables that make it sound more human when read out loud.
That's how I felt saying it.
Okay. Again, everyone gets super honest. Not that's the ticket, but respect it, respect it. I've got to, you know, pause on the chat for a minute because I've got an important segment that we have to do. Do you remember this one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I will.
You will, don't worry. So it's time for a segment that we call Rick's Pick. And basically how this works is I have an Uncle Rick. He is a great listener of music, great listener of radio. And when I started That's the Ticket, we're in our sixth year now, 6 years ago, he was like, hey, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like. And every week you can pick a song from the list and we'll play Rick's Pick. And every week I have. And now, like, because the show's been going for a while, not one person asked, not a single person. But I decided that I have to pick songs that, like, relate to the person I'm talking to or what we're talking about. And sometimes it gets a bit English, you say, like, you get a bit very symbolic with the link. Sometimes it's quite tenuous. Today I've gone for an ELO track, so Electric Light Orchestra. Hopefully you guys know the song Mr. Blue Sky.
That's a good one.
Well, yeah, because, you know, Daylight, it felt like the vibe, and it's also like a banger, and I feel like I have been saving this song for a rainy day or a dark day, so you know, you guys get it. But Uncle Rick, as always, thank you for your picks, and I hope you enjoy this one, mate.
Please to be with you. around, say what you do. Everybody smiles at you.
That was ELO's Mr. Blue Sky, banger of a track. And I just, can you guys please share with listeners what you revealed to me when I hit play on that track?
Did I listen to it yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Literally yesterday.
And I get then, handed the phone to pick a song. I picked that one.
Yeah. And so it was meant to be. And then Leaf.
It's my fiance's, one of his very best songs.
Very best. I want to know what else is on the list, but then I'm like, we're here to talk about daylight savings, not your fiance. But, you know, your fiance is a friend of the show now. So oh, it's just kind of, that's how it is. But we've kind of covered a lot of ground, but I've got some more bonus questions for you. And Leif, I don't know if you'll have an opinion on this one, but you're allowed. So
I'm excited.
No, it's just because, Ilaria, we've touched on how you're like, you're working on a play, you're working on a musical.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you prefer?
Ooh.
Like, what are you going to say from a burning building? And if you want, you can split it into what you prefer being in versus what you prefer watching, if that helps or makes it easier in any way.
Yeah. Well, now I'm nice and even. I've got two plays, two musicals under my belt. I definitely prefer working on musicals, like being in them. It's heaps of fun because you get there's a lot to think about.
Mm.
Watching plays, however, I love the storytelling of plays. It feels very intimate.
Mm.
Musicals can get a bit too much when there's all the music and stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I think the answer is I prefer being in musicals because there's a lot more for my brain to think about, and I like thinking about heaps of stuff. And then the play is nice. It's nice to go see a play. I'm excited to go see Passion Fruits.
Yes.
At the Meteor once we're done with this one.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been had that one under my belt for ages.
Yeah, I mean, listeners, keep an ear out because I may be catching up with a couple of the cast from Passion Fruits in the not-so-distant future. Mm. We love a little plug. Leif, where do you stand on the musical theatre front? You haven't been in a musical yet that I'm aware of.
No, I haven't. Hypothetically, being in a musical sounds great, but I think I just don't. I'm not built for it. I don't have the stamina.
Fair.
Safe space. I like them in theory. SpongeBob is actually one of my favorite musicals of all time. I get super freaky about it just because I grew up with SpongeBob. I just get really intense.
She's not joking.
Okay. I can attest to this. No, it's SpongeBob's always been one of my special interests.
Okay.
So I'm super excited to see Larry on stage. Don't even on the roller skates. But, you know, I like musicals. I could never be in one personally.
Okay. But as we know, you can be in a play.
Yes, I can do that.
Yeah. And there's potential to continue. And I'm quoting you from earlier. Whoever will have you, if you'll have you, whatever you said.
Yeah, whoever will have me can have me. I'm glad that's out there on the public forums.
Yeah, I'm really glad we circled back to this. I'm really good at radio. Instead, I'm going to ask you guys another question. This is another one of the spot questions I like to ask actors when I have them in the studio. And, Ilaria, I've probably asked you this one before. Opening night versus closing night?
Yeah.
I can't remember what your answer was, though. You know me. Wait, I got to give the backstory for the listeners on the question.
Yeah, okay, shut up.
Thank you, Namahi. So, I guess opening night, closing night, two very pivotal moments in a season, because opening night is when the show starts, closing night is when the show ends. Even though as seasoned actors, everyone paid for a ticket, every performance is the same, everyone gets the same standards.
Mm.
But opening night and closing night, there's a lot of feelings around those kind of shows. And so I always like to ask actors, which do they prefer? Mm. Now you may go.
Yes, my turn to speak. I think opening night always feels so special. You're nervous. Yeah. Adrenaline's really high. Everyone's standing together like, oh my God, there's an audience out there. I think for this play, it's a little bit different because we're opening in the middle of the week.
Yeah.
So it's a bit more of a quieter show compared to closing night, which would be a bit busier.
Mm. Yeah, but you'll be off the back of a two-show day.
Yeah. I think opening night's always really special.
Mm.
You know, you've got a whole, like, show season to look forward to with your castmates. Adrenaline's really high. I feel like it's really bonding for everyone.
Mm.
Closing night can normally get a bit sad. Then you've got pack out and you're like, oh, we just want to hang out now.
you're pretty good value to pack in, pack out.
I love pack out.
Actually, you're pretty good at pack in too, to be honest.
Yeah, just put me on the tech side.
Yeah.
I'm there for all of it. Every part of the show is fun for me. Well, mid-show week, you get a bit tired. You're like, oh, going back to it again. Then you get to closing night. You're like, yes, we get to do this again. And now we get to pack it all up and go home.
Actually, bonus question. Because you've done mahi on the tech side, do you think having experience on the other side of the curtain, if you will, has, like, influenced or given you information that you feel aids your performance as an actor? Or, like, having the awareness of how a bit more of how stuff works?
I think it does help me quite a lot. It gives me a lot more appreciation for those who are doing it. For me, like, you think you could walk past someone who's doing costumes, you're like, oh, yeah, they're doing costumes. You walk past, you go, they're doing costumes.
Yeah.
They have been doing costumes. Yeah, I think it makes me appreciate the people and the effort and energy that goes into putting the whole show together.
Mm.
And I think I've done most everything except for costumes for a show currently. Don't know if I want to dive into costumes. It seems like a lot of work.
I mean, you've said costumes quite a bit, so I feel like it's a sign.
I think
that
it is,
subconsciously,
yeah.
You want to give it a crack.
Everyone on costumes is like, stay away from us.
Just start small and work your way up, eh? But, okay. Leif, you're up.
Yeah, I kind of agree with what Ilaria said about opening night, just feeling a bit special.
Mm.
And also, audience-wise, I kind of want my people to see it as soon as I'm there. Like,
yeah.
The people who are important to me, you have to be there right away to see it the first time I do it.
Okay. And have you got, because obviously you were in this show the first time around for the stage reading, have you got the whole home crowd returning for the sequel? I mean, it's not the sequel, just, you know.
I mean, yeah, I think a lot of my friends will be coming through to see it because lots of mutual friends around. And my partner will be coming to see it as well. Yippee.
Right.
Although my parents specifically, I told them not to come to the stage reading because at the time I didn't think it was such a huge deal because I was very new in the theatre space. And then I was just like, oh my gosh, that was actually pretty serious. Okay. Oops. So they're coming this time around and they're very excited.
Okay. Great. Great. Are they opening or closing or just somewhere in the middle?
They are coming to the matinee.
Okay. Slay. We love that. The matinee has recently been added as well. So get amongst it and you can meet Leif's parents.
Yes, they'll be out there. And they want to talk to you specifically, listener.
Yeah, no, but you guys should head along because then you can put some faces to the voices you've been listening to for the last little bit. And I've got one more segment that I, you know, want to fit in. It's just where I talk about upcoming events so you guys can just chill out. Or if there's anything else you want to plug, I mean, Ilaria, you already plugged Passion Fruits, which is coming up near the Meteor after you guys, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe there's some stuff in between. But, yeah, feel free to interject if/where you feel fit. But here's some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, in the not-so-distant future. So if you haven't heard, Daylight Savings is running at the Meteor Theatre from the 29th of July to the 1st of August. 7 p.m. shows plus a newly added 2 p.m. matinee and on the 1st of August. More info on tickets are available at themeteor.co.nz. Over at Rivoli Theatre, Hamilton Musical Theatre's Evita is running from the 1st to the 15th of August. More info and bookings at iTicket. Also want to shout out they've got some special stuff happening in the middle weekend of that season for HMT's anniversary, so check that one out. And then up the road at Clarence Street Theatre, they've got comedian Hayley Sproul in on the 31st of July. More info on tickets at Ticketek. And then friends of the show, Ha Ha Hamilton, are back at Navara Lounge on the 5th of August for their August Comedy Lounge. More info on tickets at Eventfinder. Whew. Okay, I always like to follow up that little kind of segment by saying that I am not the definitive guide to everything that's happening in Hamilton and beyond, because otherwise I wouldn't need guests. I could just list off events, and it's more fun when I have guests, even though I have a great voice and face for radio. But I always like to say, support your venues, support your mates. If you can buy a ticket, volunteer your time, volunteer your props. Volunteer your costumes. Do so. But, I mean, we kind of touched on this. We went through, like, other projects on the books. There's nothing else you've got on the cards, eh?
No, just SpongeBob.
Just SpongeBob.
Just SpongeBob.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it, mate. you always find your way in somewhere. And, Leif, I mean, I'm really pleased to have finally had you on the show, mate.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, you best researched guest. No, I love all my guests equally. But I'm really looking forward to seeing your kind of continuation in the community, especially because you're commuting from Matamata, so yeah. Thank you for making the trip. And I guess, is there anyone else you guys want to shout out from the team?
I think just the rest of the cast, everyone's been putting in a lot of work, a lot of effort to bring it all together. There's a little bit of like a kerfuffle when people are dropping out and things are changing and we're having to change locations between where we're rehearsing. But I think everyone's been doing a really good job at just committing to it and putting in their own effort outside of rehearsals, and it's showing.
I think I want to specifically shout out our maintenance, Ash, for dealing with a lot. Having their scene partner drop out over and over again was the little kerfuffle. They've been doing a really good job, and I'm super proud of them.
Yeah.
Shout out, Ash.
Awesome.
And shout out to Leif.
Oh, my gosh.
They bring me freshly baked goods for our scene every rehearsal, and it's great because I'm always hungry.
You know what? Shout out to Ilaria, who always compliments my freshly baked goods.
Shout out to me, who did not receive any goods, but got some good chat. So, you know,
maybe
we got
next time.
Maybe next time, yeah, I'll hold you to that. If you say it on radio, it has to happen.
Yes, this is true.
But, Ilaria, I can't remember if I asked you this question last time you were on. It's my final question, because you've been here on TTT with me, giving me the tea, the inside scoop on daylight savings. Mm-hmm. And so my last question is, how do you take your tea if you're having a cup of tea?
Oh, I'm a iced tea gal.
Yep.
Favourite iced tea was from Grey Street Kitchen. It was their summer special, and they don't do it anymore. Shaken lemon iced tea, I went every time I worked, and they went in one day, and they're like, we're not doing that one anymore, so now I've got to wait till summer.
Yeah.
So, patiently waiting.
Okay. Do you think it's time to try hot tea or nah?
No.
Okay.
definite nah. Certainty. No one's ever been more certain of anything.
Yeah. Leif, do you drink tea?
I do.
Hit me. What's the go-to tea?
It used to be the quarter past hibiscus, ginger and honey, but they don't sell it anymore.
Okay.
So if anyone knows
where... It's a lot of tea heartbreak in the studio today.
If anyone knows where a good hibiscus tea syrup, hit me up. If not, just black tea with a little bit of milk in it.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
Just one extreme to the other, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep them guessing.
Keep them guessing, 100%. Okay, well, it's actually really nice that you shouted out Ash, because the song I'm ending on was one that was sent through by director Mel. It's called Shining Light by Ash.
Mm. Well.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the same person.
I don't think so.
Under-researched. Oh,
well. Yeah, under-researched, but certainly appreciated. But... all the best to you, your team, for Daylight Savings ahead. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet that I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. But until then, enjoy some shining light. In the infinite.
Podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.